Maybe it's through my lens.
Okay, we are finishing up chapter 17 in the Rambam. It was a very long halacha vav. So there's one little part left to halacha vav. And we got the picture over here as well. Okay, here's the story. You see two pictures over here? This is the main point of the pictures. You got jugs. Okay, in the right picture, the jugs are next to each other, lying on their sides. Now, another important thing to know about the jugs, so here's jug one, jug two. They are touching each other, and they're touching each other to the point where they have a common tefach that they're touching. We learned a couple days ago with the boards that are only touching by their points, and that doesn't connect them. But here they are at the point where they are connected with a tefach connecting them. Now, either the jugs are on there.
It looks like it's touching over here and over here, but not in the middle there.
Well, however it is, wherever it... Well, it's... No, no. The point is you can't see it in the picture.
That's it.
You just have to accept it. Okay, let's look on the left side, for example. See the jugs are standing next to each other, but they're touching, and you see the middle part? That's a tefach connection there. So you have to visualize that there is a connection somewhere where they're bulging on the right side as well.
I'm not exactly sure where you're saying the tefach part is, though.
Here. This is the tumah.
Right.
Forget about that. It's like they're connected here, where they're bulging.
Right.
Same on the other side. It's the same.
Where's the tefach over here?
Tefach, right there. You see, look here. See, there's the tefach. Yeah. And that's the tefach where they're connected. You see?
Yeah.
This is also a picture where they could be a tefach off the ground or not. That's another point over here. But there's a point where they are connected. I'm imagining it's here. This is something altogether different. This is the Toma Ritzutza, that we're going to talk about that in a minute. Okay, so that's the general notion of the picture. So we have Chavios Shehen Yoshvos Al Shuleim, either jugs that are sitting on their sides, like the right-hand picture. I'm sorry. Al Shuleim means the left-hand picture, where they're on their bottoms. Omutos Al Tzideim, or they're lying on their sides, which is the right-hand picture. Ba'avir, meaning there's nothing on top of them, just facing the heavens. Here's the point. They nogos zu bezu.
They're touching.
Biposeach tefach, opening up a tefach to each other. They're connected with a tefach. That's very important. V'tuma tachas achas mem. And there's a tuma under one of them. So let's look at the right-hand picture for starters. So you see the black dot.
Yeah.
It's under the one in the foreground.
Yeah.
Okay, not under both of them. You have to look at the pictures there. The two are side by side on the ground. And then you've got some tuma where it's bulging up. So there's a space. You see where the bulges in, whatever. There's a space, but it ain't a tefach high. Look at the marker there. Yeah. It doesn't. There's no tefach space. It's below the tefach. So what happens? So it happens what always happens. Tuma boka'as ve'ola, boka'as ve'yoredas. The tuma goes straight through. Why? Mipnei shehi retzutza. Because it's retzutza. Because there's no tefach above, in between. So it goes right through. But he's saying, wait a minute, why is it? So he's telling you, he's going to have to explain still. It goes straight through from what's underneath it and isn't metama the rest of it.
Yeah. There's that little line of tumah.
Okay. Yeah. Because, and you'll see why. Now, and it's not a tefach, so it's a din of tumah ritzutza. There's going to be no tumas ohel because you don't have
a tefach
underneath. And it only is going to be matama what was over it, but not the whole thing. Okay, also, since it's a kli doesn't block anything also.
No.
So it goes right through. But when do we say that what we're saying, bamed vormat murim, of these things on their side, bitahoros, when the kelim are tohor. However, avolim hayu tmeim, but if those kelim were tmeim, then a kli tuma is going to make a tuma, and the tuma will go through the entire utensil. And then what's going to happen is, even if they're tor, but gavos menorah posach tefach, but if they're a tefach off the ground, like the left hand picture, then v'tuma tachas achasim, there's tuma under one of them, then tachas kulam tamei, then everything under them is completely tamei. Shehakol echo ohel echad, it's all one ohel, and now they're connected. Okay, when they're above the ground, that's for sure an ohel, without a question, it's an ohel, and now they all become tamei, and since it's a kli, it doesn't block it. So it goes right through and makes everything tamei.
But I'm like, what's supporting it? If you say it's above ground.
I don't know what's supporting it. There's some kind of supports. I don't know what it is.
I don't think it's above ground, but what I think
it has to be above. That's a tefach underneath.
Yeah.
There's a tefach underneath. It's been picked.
I thought the hollow of the
jar. I thought the hollow is a tefach. It looks like the hollow is exactly a tefach.
So why don't we put the picture right next to it on the ground?
Yeah. I don't know, but it looks like. And
so
it's
you want to say that under the hollow? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's reasonable as well.
And
okay.
Then
so now, since they're touching a tefach, it's all considered one ohel.
Yeah.
Right. And then they'll all become, the tummy will spread all the way through.
Underneath.
The tuma achas mehen, tachas kulam tummy, and it doesn't block the tuma as well.
Did you say on the right that only part of the jug is tummy?
In that case, when it's tahor, so it just goes right through.
But I don't think it makes the jug.
The jug is not tummy at all?
No.
Just the part. No.
No, it isn't.
It just goes right through it.
Well, last night, I think. Yes.
It's going right through it.
Right.
Because if part of it would be tummy, then the whole thing would be tummy.
It's all or nothing.
So it just goes right through it. Right?
Okay,
very good. Let's move on to Yud Ches. Now, Yud Ches, Perk Yud Ches, the initial few do not have any pictures.
Oh.
We don't get to a picture, I think, till... No, not even Gimel. Dalet. Dalet is the first picture. If I'm not mistaken, you can correct me, but I believe. No, is that correct? Okay, so now what we're going to talk about, let's see if we can do the first three or four halachas. We'll see a little bit into middle of halacha Dalet. We're going to talk about combining two ohels into one.
Mm.
You have two separate ohels. And somehow we can combine them, and the tumah goes from one to the other.
Is that called merging?
Whatever you want to call it, or combining.
Very good.
So, Adam, let's say you have a mace over here, and a utensil over here. Well, obviously, the mace is not going to be the tumah, the thing. But what if Adam? Let's say you have a person. She'ehel b'yado achas al hamace. So let's say I'm the person. Let's say this is the mace, and this is the kli. This is what I do. I put my hand
over here,
over the mace.
Is it a tefach?
Okay. Yes, for sure.
Okay.
And I also put my hand over the keli.
Ooh.
Like that. While my hand is over the mace. Okay. Or shenaga b'mace, or I touched the mace, and I don't think I have to keep touching him. And then I put my hand over the kalim. So now, can I combine the two? Im yesh biyado poseach tefach, if his hand, and most hands are a tefach. Right?
Yeah.
Excluding a little child's tefach. But a grown-up tefach, Hakelim tmeim, the kelim are tamei, because the person becomes an ohel, and he's an ohel on the mace and on the kelim. That's how I combined two different items by me being the ohel that combines the two together. Ve'im lav, and if not, meaning if not, if I don't have a tefach over, because I could have maybe only part. What if I only have like this?
Mm.
I don't have a whole tefach over.
It doesn't work.
Here I got a whole tefach over.
It doesn't work.
Here, if I don't have that, then tahorim, they're tahor. Right? Or let's say, and so he was, so he had the case where he's holding the mace, or his hands over the keli, or his hands over the mace, and his hands over the keli. The commentator says, what if he was holding the mace, but then he moves away from the mace, and then his hand over the kalim doesn't make it tameh because it's not metumah tumas oil, only the mace itself. Not adam and kalim became tameh, don't become tameh. So it's got to be at the same time. That's case number one. Second case, vechein shnei batim, two homes, ubahem shnei chatzoi zesim, and each house has a half a size of corpse. Now, it's not enough to be metame either house.
No.
You need a whole
What's the matter, Mark?
Is it corpse?
Yeah.
Corpse tuma.
No, zaytin.
No, but it means olives of tuma.
Oh, okay. I didn't, okay.
A kazayas, it means not olives.
Oh, okay, okay.
A half an olive of corpse tuma. No, he's just looking at the exact shot, and I was adding corpse tuma. He's saying just zaytin. Now, so nothing can happen either one, but what does he do? He puts his hand into this house, just into the house. And the Yadol Ashnir, he puts his hand into the second house. Labayza Shady.
Oh, this doesn't sound
now,
good.
Now, he's a bridge. His hand has a tefach
on each side.
So combines the tuma v'nasa hakoil ka'oil echa. The whole thing is like one house, and it comes out v'nitmahu v'habatim. He and everything in the houses become tameh. Whoever it is, the kalim people who are found in the two houses. So let's review this. This house over here has only a half a size. The tuma can't do anything. This house has half a size. But now that the person sticks his hand in between, he now is the bridge.
The go-between.
To the two of them. So now it's considered one big ohel. And in one big ohel, you only need to have one size in the whole of, and it doesn't have to be together.
Right.
If, let's say I have one room and I have a half a kazayas here and half a kazayas here, it's a kazayas in the room. So the person, by sticking his hand into both, he combines them and makes them into one large room. And it's one big OL. We combine the half and the half to make a whole.
So that would have to be where a body part is separated, right?
Yeah, we're saying that there's a half a kazayas. It's not a lot.
No, but it's not like you could, it's like one hand is stretched out and the rest of the body,
No, you are the man. You're the person in, but the houses are next to each other, very close to each other, but one house doesn't go into the other house. This man stands in the middle, right? The Thornhill houses, they're very close together, right? So now they got two windows. He just sticks one hand through one window, one hand through the other window. Now he's merged the two houses into one. Okay, now let's have another example. Adam Shehishkif Ba'ad Hachalom. Okay, you have a window. The man is gazing over the window, and he's bending over the window. So his body is out of the window, more than a tefach of his body is out. He's like the case of a ledge. It's a human ledge. We've learned all the case of ledges. So this is a human ledge, as it were. And he's over a tumah that's outside the house, next to the house, but can't go into the house. But he is now being an ohel, and he's also, his body's in the house. Maybe as a tumah labayis, he now brings the tumah to the house. He's clearly tamei because he's an ohel to it. V'nitma kol labayis, and it makes the whole house tamei as well. All right. Now let's do the opposite. In other words, instead of being over a window, he's now on a threshold, lying on a threshold. Hayamutol ala spuka. He's lying on the threshold. Now where's his body? Part of his body is in the house, going through the door of the house. And part of it is outside. And he's an ohel over part of the tumah that's out of the house. It's the same as the other case. Tomei, he becomes tameh. Abai is tameh. The house becomes tameh. Now here's an interesting idea. We said this once before. What do you mean he's ma'ahil on it? Let's say he's lying on it. He's lying on corpse tumah. It's not. Because we already learned, the Ram said that a body
has
is hollow on the inside.
Right, okay.
It's a hollow tefach inside. So therefore, since the body is hollow, and it's got the height of a tefach, since he became an oil over the tumah olav, he becomes tumah, or shaliyah tumah olav, or tumah goes over him, whatever. Haresa kemal olav, his life becomes a tent over it. Maybe it's an ibnami, he brings the tumah straight into the house, or the opposite. What if there's tumah in the house, and he is lying outside? He's lying outside, same we had before, in between, right? The Helio Tarim and Tar people pass over his body. Who's the part that's outside? Again, he's lying on the threshold. There's Tumah on the inside. He's on the inside, and there's some of him on the outside. And people now walk over his body on the outside.
Tumah.
They become Tameh. It's like he's an all for the Tumah. But remember, says, wait a minute. Don't we say when you're an OL, it blocks the Tumah? But not Kalim and not a person. He doesn't block the Tumah. Kamoshbrano, as we explain it.
But he doesn't block it.
Okay. So another interesting case. Gimel. So now you've got a, what do you call it? A.
Others?
Who? An achsadra. What do you call it? A porch.
Yeah.
A porch, the outside porch. So no sehames. People are carrying a dead body. Sha'avrubo, that is passing with him. Tachas achsadra, under the porch. That's the part that is enclosed.
Is that could be like a balcony more?
Well, balcony, whatever. But it's outside.
A balcony, yeah.
Yeah, a balcony, exactly. Right?
Pergola.
And you got the threshold under the roof, and you got the balcony out of there.
Yeah, it
okay.
Checks out.
So now, what's going to happen over now? They're going under an achsadra. Now, the question is like this. As you pass the balcony, right, the question is, can the tumah... Now, the balcony is connecting the rest of the house.
Yeah.
Remember, you got a house with a door. Now... Nothing, and got people in the house.
Yeah.
Okay, no tumah in the house.
No.
A tumah person walks by in front of the house, generally speaking, doesn't bring tumah into a house.
No.
But you got a balcony that's coming over the top.
That's
so
right.
Now the man's going to walk under the balcony. The balcony, like the ledge, is going to connect what's underneath the balcony to the house. You with me so far?
How's he going to get into the house?
He's not getting into the house. People are carrying a dead body under the balcony.
Yeah, but how's the tumah going to get into the house?
There's a balcony.
Yeah, but the balcony is a hoil. It stops it. It's,
but there's a door that's open.
What, above the balcony?
But it's under the balcony. Under.
Are you talking about a front door?
Yes.
No, let's say like going to a condo, so it's got the cover, where you get out of the car.
Yeah, like where you, at the entrance.
Yeah.
Right? At the entrance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway... So you got these guys passing under the achsadra, under the balcony, right? Okay. And they're carrying the body. Okay. And now, the question is the door closed or is the door open? That's a big difference. If the door is closed...
As he's passing?
Yes, as he's passing. If the door is closed, tumah cannot... And they're not going to go into the house.
Say, yeah.
The tumah does not go through.
Can't go through.
But how is it closed? So now, let's say like this. So now, theoretically, if the door is open and they're carrying the mace under the balcony,
that's
it goes from under the balcony right into the house.
Yeah.
But somebody's closing the door. What happened? The hegif echad memezad elves. And one of them closes the doors before the mace has gone under the balcony to save them. But he supports it with not a key, although it says keys, but it means it's more like a piece of wood. In other words, they support it with a piece of wood to keep the door closed.
Oh.
It closed the door. The wood is keeping it closed.
Is it a jar? Is the wood a jar?
The door was a jar, but now we want to close. But it's the kind of door that might open, might not. We'll see. So now we're putting a piece of wood to keep it closed.
Okay.
Or, the person inside or outside the door leaning on the door. So now the question is the door considered closed or not for the tumah not to go in? So im yochol hadelas lamithanos, if the door would stay closed by itself without that board or without the person, then abayis tor, the house is considered tor because it's considered closed on its own. Vimlav, but if it wasn't closed on its own, what's closing it?
You are.
Kalim or an Adam.
Right.
What did we already say by Ohel Tumah? If a person or Kalim is that, it doesn't block.
Right.
So therefore, Habayis Tameh, if it's only closed because of the person of the Kali, Lefisha Nimza HaAdam, who Shechasas B'nei HaTumah, you have a person who's making a barrier between the Tumah, we already have a rule. Vadam Vakalim and Vim Venuchosim, they can disperse the Tumah, they can't block it. Kamoshi Barner, as we explained. Okay, Dalet, we're just going to do the first part, because after the first part, till the end of the parak is a different area, so I don't want to get into a new area over the weekend with not everybody here. But now we're going to look at a picture. Is the picture up? Can you see it?
Yeah,
it the problem is, okay, what do you, I'll tell you what you have over here. You have two things. You have a house, and the thing below is the old-fashioned stoves, ovens.
It looks like an igloo.
Now, the old-fashioned ovens work like this. You've got a lot of space in the middle because you want to get lots of heat over there. And they got that little igloo opening. The igloo opening is so you're able to put fire in and stuff like that. You're able to put food in through there, take ashes out as necessary. Okay? So that's the opening over there. Okay.
Which way opening?
To the right, far to the right, the igloo opening, that little
on top.
The little hole is an opening. Thing on top, I don't know what it is.
It's for the fire. It's the
for the fire to go out, I guess, the fire to go out. Okay, now normally, a tanur, if it's, it's is a kli, and it's its own kli, and it's considered like a kli. However, if it's outside, you got a tanur outside, it's considered like a kli. If it's in a house, it's fixed to the ground, it's considered part of the house. Okay, very and big differences over here. So, in part of the house has halacha like the house. Out of the house has halacha like a kli. The case over here is...
What do you mean by fixed to the ground, though, inside?
Like if it's put in the house, it's like permanently in the house.
No, just placed in a spot then.
Yeah, okay. It's like it's attached to the house.
Your furnace is part,
it's part of the house. It's part of the house. If it's outside, it's more not part of a house. It's a kli. Normally, the stove in the house is part of the house. If it's out of the house, it's just its own barbecue. It's nothing to do with the house. It's not called the house, which has different halachas and tuma. Here, the stove is part in the house. And then the opening goes out of the house.
Yeah.
So now the question is going to be, what kind of tumah gets carried into this house? All right, that is...
Dalet.
The kid. Oh, why is that so small?
Oh, that is small.
Well, the commentary is small, but... where is the commentary? There's no commentary.
It's tiny.
There is.
Look at it.
On top.
On top of the picture.
Yeah, but I don't know why it got so small. Oh,
There you go.
1 second.
A little small.
It should be bigger.
It is a little bigger.
How about if we do this? Let's do it again.
Pinch the commentary.
Tiny, right?
That's what he's trying to do.
Okay, anyway.
It is
what it is. Anyway.
Here's my comment.
Anyway, Shu Omed Betokabais, that the stove is inside the house, but the eno, that's the igloo part. It's called, literally, it's called the eye of the oven. Okay. Kumura Lachutz is protruding outside. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're speaking where that hole outside is less than a tefach.
Whoa.
Very important. Okay. I'm just looking at the commentary here. Alright. Okay, so it's less than a tefach. Ve'he'ilu no se'hameis al eino ha'kamura. Now people are carrying a corpse over the igloo part of that thing over there. Okay, so now, normally, if this thing was out of the house, and they go over that, then the whole thing's makabel tumah.
Yeah,
it's on a kli. It will be in the house. It has the status of the house. Yeah. The status of the house. And however, this one's in between. So they went over the igloo part of that.
The outside.
right? But this part that's sticking out is less than a tefach. Remember. So what happens? Hatanur tamei. The tanur becomes tamei. Now you say, wait a minute, if the tanur's tamei, shouldn't it make the whole house tamei? Yeah. But no. V'habayis tahor, the house is tahor.
Wow.
Because since the tanur is connected to the walls of the house, it has a status of a house with walls, and tumah doesn't go in unless you have more than a tefach. Remember, no tumah goes in a house unless the opening is bigger than a tefach. But here it's less than a tefach. So it's considered part of the house, and not with an opening of a tefach, so nothing can go in. She'ena tanur gavo me'aretz, because also the tanur is not higher than the ground to make tumas oel. It's stuck into the ground. So there's no din of a kli, and therefore it can't bring in the tumah into the house. So, and really, the truth of the matter is, it shouldn't be tumah either.
Yeah.
But since it's half in, half out, rabbinically it's tumah, in case of a case where it'd be out of the house.
So somebody,
so therefore we're strict. Really, it's part of the house. And really, nothing should be tummy, because it's part of the house.
But rabbinically,
we say if it wasn't part of the house, the igloo would be tummy.
So Mark has a question.
So now we say that the tanur is tummy to Rabbanan, and the house is still tahor. Sherei eina tanur kavo melaretz kedei sheyavi tumah. It can't bring any tumah into the house.
But what about it physically touches the wall of the house? It's the igloo is touching the wall of the house. It doesn't transfer that way?
No, because it's not... It only can go through the opening. And the opening is not a tefach.
Yeah, that's the key part.
The opening is not a tefach, so nothing can go through over there.
It's obscured in that way.
Okay, so it's like the house with walls.
But it can't
and really, no tumah should go into it at all. No tumah can...
So if I touch it inside the
house... It should be blocking.
Right, if I touch it inside...
If there's tumah on top of a house, does the house become tumah?
No.
No, because it blocks. It's an ohel. It's blocking. So here, really, it's part of the house. So it blocks. Nothing should go in. It's part of the house that's jutting up. And it doesn't have a tefach that something could go through. So therefore, but rabbinically, we say that it becomes tameh, because if it would be out of the house on its own, then it would be tameh. And that's exactly where we're going to start. You know why? Because the next, it just starts a new topic of a migdal, of a tower, and we're going to tower it out until the end of the parak. So not a good place to start the towering.
So I'm in the house and I touch the tanur, I am not tameh.
Or you'd have a very, maybe rabbinic tumah, possibly, but just from a keli, so not much, no.
Okay,
Shkoyach, guys. We'll reconvene on Sunday.